So you would pronounce that how?
It was Sugan, I guess.
Okay. Now, did you have quilts or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we had quilts, you know. A lot of women made quilts them days, you know. Cotton in them and tied them together. They still make a few around. People make them. And we had, for a mattress, we had a tick filled with feathers, chicken feathers, you know, or goose feathers is the best.
Uh-huh.
And that was the mattress.
So, wow, that's interesting.
You know, women all made them, you know.
Now, when they made the quilts, did they ever have quilting bees or anything like that? Was that a social function?
Yeah, it was kind of a social function. And I think they're going to have one here pretty quick. At some point, they're going to finish a quilt or something and sell it. I know some women started it or something.
That's a great idea. What do they call those things that you put the pillows in?
Pillow slip.
Okay. Hmm. And let's see. This is, what do they call those things that you turn in? The incandescents?
Oh, the bulb?
Uh-huh. That's what you call them. And this right here, you watch?
TV.
Okay. Is there a longer word for a TV? The complete word, tele?
God, I don't know. All they ever call around here is a TV.
Okay. I need to have you say the whole thing. The TV's a, what is it? A brief, two letters. I need to have you say television.
Oh, television, yeah.
There we go. Now, when your wife does some baking, I guess, or she's
yeah.
kitchen, she will be, she puts something on so that she doesn't get dirty.
Apron?
Okay, are there different types of aprons or different names for them?
Yeah, that's all I ever heard was an apron. Hell, the old women all wore one, you know.
No, were they the same or did they go up higher?
Yeah, hell, they went plumb up and over their neck and tied them around behind, you know. And
I see. That's great. Maybe you could tell me a little about how people dressed in those days for work.
They only had one set of clothes, most of them. There was a few people that come from the east out here, you know. And, well, they had some suits, you know, they wear once in a while, you know. But most people just wore a shirt and overall and boots, you know.
Okay. Was it any special kind of shirt? Or?
The cheapest one they could find. They didn't have much money in them days, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now you people wear a lot of Western shirts and stuff, you know, but back in the old days, why, you know, if they had one good shirt, they was doing pretty good.
What about pants and shoes? Did they call them pants or did they call them Levi's?
Levi's mostly, you know. A lot of the old guys wore bib overalls, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see them wear once in a while, yes, you know, but not too often.
Do they ever wear those things like overalls except with sleeves in them?
Coveralls?
Do they ever wear
them? Yeah, I wear them. Wintertime, we wear them insulated coveralls around here.
Now. Now, in the wintertime in the old days, how would people dress?
Well, hell, they didn't have insulated coveralls, but everybody had a sheepskin coat.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can't buy them today. I'd have one today if I could buy it, but they just don't make them anymore.
Huh.
Haven't made them for years.
Now, would they wear hats also in the wintertime?
Cap. You wear a cap in the wintertime.
Was it a special kind of cap?
Well, no, there's several different kinds. Some of them had, you know, a fur cap and felt cap, you know, and some of them wore stocking caps, you know.
Oh, did they? That's interesting. What about, did they wear different types of shoes in the summertime rather than the wintertime?
No. Oh, well, you wore over your shoes in the wintertime, you
did
know.
They wear boots or?
Most of them wore boots, you know. Some of them wore shoes. Some of the older people wore shoes. My step-granddad never had a pair of boots in his life, you know.
Why is that?
Well, he wouldn't ride a horse. He didn't like to ride a horse. That always hurt him to ride, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be if you don't ride a horse.
Yeah.
At least it was then.
Of course, he had team and buggies, wagons, you know.